Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
I'm okay. I just need some help getting up. Please. Please. Just help me up.
Sanctum. Look around you. A watch. Jewel-studded face. Silver strap. Rich and extravagant. Heavy and ponderous. Important and pretentious. Expensive and broken. Stopped at 12:41 a.m., a deep fissure winding across the crystal, dents and dirt and dings, the stuff of trauma. What is the value of time when it stops? Does it not become priceless? It's a lesson. Some of us learn the hard way, a painful lesson from the infinite depths of the Dark Sanctum.
Making dinner.
Okay. Can we talk about this?
Talk about what?
Your trip. We need to talk.
What about it?
It's optional.
I never said that.
You said you don't have to do it. That means it's optional.
Look, this is an important meeting, Grace, and being there in person, it will make a difference.
Does it have to make a difference every week? Every week? Some weeks every day? Our kids are in high school and they're growing up fast, and I can barely find pictures of all of us together.
The kids hate me.
They don't hate you. They just don't know you. You're like a phantom that floats in and out of their lives, leaving no trace.
I do quality time.
You do, yes. But Ben, love needs more than quality. It needs quantity.
Oh, maybe you hate me too.
Oh, don't start that again. You wish I hated you. Then this would be so much easier for you to justify your absence, wouldn't it? It's my fault.
It's not.
Ben, I am your wife. I love you. Please let me in. Let me help you.
I don't know, Gracie. I can't.
You can't. What? What?
I think they're pushing me out, okay?
Who is?
The farm. Putting me out to pasture.
They can't do that.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
They can, and they are. And I feel like anything I can do right now to hold on, I should be doing it. And, well, these trips, I have to go.
You could get another job if you had to.
Eventually, maybe. But until then, who's going to pay for this house, The colleges, the insurance, the cars. We do okay, but we're still paycheck to paycheck, and you know that.
I know. Ben, what's the point of making a living if you don't take the time to make a life?
Stewardess?
Flight attendant.
Sorry, flight attendant. Can I have a gin and tonic, please? You know, it took you more than 17 minutes to make it this far forward in the cabin.
I'm sorry, sir. We have a lot of people.
And it felt like 17 hours.
Your drink, sir.
This is what I get for coach. Not an advice.
You a nervous traveler?
No, buddy, I've been traveling for years. And I've always hated it.
Well, I...
No offense, pal, but if I could have paid for an empty seat at my side, I would have. Set it yet another packed full plane.
See you check your watch a lot.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
I see you check your watch a lot.
Well, you know what they say, time is money.
No, it's not. Time has nothing to do with money. Time is a blessing. It's a gift. And the one thing you wish at the end
is that you had more of it. I know.
Is that you spent it better. You know, when the heart stops beating, it stops pumping blood to the brain, and slowly the brain begins to shut down. The body dies, but the brain remains alive for hours. It's capable of hearing things and seeing things after death. It's capable of thinking.
So
can you imagine? Your heart stops, but for hours, your mind is alive and full of regret.
Why did the oxygen mask drop?
And the time to change that is...
Now, Ben! Ben, wake up! Good Lord, you were flailing, you were panicking, you almost pushed me right off the bed.
I'm sorry. Oh, God, crazy. Oh, it's that nightmare. I can't.
Come here.
Oh, God.
God, the alarm was about to go off.
The alarm? What for? For what?
Well, your trip. Your trip today. You have to get packed for the airport.
No. I'm not going.
What?
I'm not going. I'm not going.
Why?
Screw the firm. They're trying to push me out anyway. Why should I reward them with my time? Look. What are your plans for today?
My plans?
Yeah, your plans, Will.
I have to go to the...
Well, let's say that you don't have to go anywhere. Let's say that you just spend the day with me. We'll spend the day together. And, you know, just be the two of us. We'll drive to the beach. And then, you know, well, we could hike around that trail around the river, the one we always talk about, and come home, open a bottle of wine, and maybe take a nap on my lap. What you used to when we first started dating.
What has come over you?
Nothing. I'm just...
Oh, my God, Pet, what about the kids?
Well, they'll come home from school and we'll all go out for dinner together. And then maybe a movie. We'll be a family. It'll be family night again. And
really?
A day for you and me and a full day for all of us. How about that? No work. No firm. No travel. Just you and me.
Ben, I would love that. I would love that. We would all love that.
Good. Ben.
Right after they get you.
Right after who gets me? Gracie.
The rescuers at the crash site.
What are you talking about?
The plane crash site, Ben.
This isn't fun. I've never told you about that. What? That's my nightmare. That's my dream.
No, Ben. This is your dream.
Why did the oxygen mask just drop? Hey, why haven't we haven't heard anything. Why, they're not telling us something. Why haven't we had an announcement? What is going on? Jesus fucking Christ! I'm getting out of this seat. What's wrong with you? Hey! Listen to me, what is wrong with all of you? Why aren't you screaming? Why? You don't see what's happening? Why aren't you reacting to any of this? Why aren't you screaming? Why aren't anyone speaking? Why are you all just staring at me? Why are all your mouths just open? Why don't you just say something? Talk to me! Why don't you talk to me? Why are none of you talking? Why are you talking?
Any survivors yet?
No, not yet.
What an awful tragedy.
215 aboard. Worst accident in years.
And no survivors.
Wait. What's that over there? Right there. Is that a person?
It's a head.
Please help me. Hurry.
Just a head.
Please.
Dude, this is creepy. He looks like he's staring at us with his eyes open like
please.
That.
Help me.
Bag it.
I just need you to help me up.
You need to tell me twice.
Oh, I'm okay. I think I'm help getting up. I need your help.
You know, scientists say the intact brain remains alive for hours after the body dies. No blood, no oxygen required.
Why are you telling me this?
It thinks it's alive. Only the rest of us know it's not. Can you imagine?
Are you serious? I mean, you are freaking me out. Seeing, hearing, feeling, being like dead and not knowing it.
Well, it's only a theory.
Wait, do you hear something?
Not a thing. Let's go.
The Dark Sanctum, Episode Requiem for a Traveler, starring Bethany Joy Lenz, Clive Standen, Michael O'Neill, and Carissa Vacker. Created, written, and directed by Mark Ramsey. Produced by Mark Ramsey and Jeff Schmidt. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. executive producer Paul Anderson for Workhouse Media. Until next time.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.